Hey, Saints of God, welcome to Word for Today. I pray that this word today will change you. It changed me. Come on, let's learn together. Hello, 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 Saints of Yahweh, what's up? It is another glorious, wonderful day in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, a wonderful day in the Lord, that God is in us. It's wonderful to know that every morning or whenever you wake up, that God is in you and that the creator of the universe, the creator of everything we know and stuff we don't know is in us. Available to us for every single thing that we face once our eyes is open. Glory to God. The power that resides in us is the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. Amen. Glory to God. An immense, explosive power, the Holy Spirit of God, that knows all that God has for us is in us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are kingdom livers. Yes, we live in the kingdom of God. And because we live in the kingdom of God, God's kingdom is in us. Therefore, we are walking in this kingdom. We are citizens of the kingdom of God. And in that kingdom living is faith, hope, love. We have the hope, we have the faith of God, the hope of Jesus, and we love all. And love is the most powerful. It is the thing that transforms us completely. God in us, for us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And this year on this podcast, I've been talking about our kingdom living and talking about us living in the kingdom, walking in the kingdom, and that because the kingdom is in us, that good, good goes with us. And that every time and everywhere we go, we should be expecting good. And when we're expecting good, we know that God is working. And even though there are bumps in the road, there are sometimes mountains to climb, but if we accept the love of God and believe the love and begin to trust our wonderfully good God totally and completely, that you know that Jesus said that we could speak to that mountain, and it would have to go. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we have that power. We can make it. We can move forward. We can go through. Amen. Hallelujah. Because God is with us and carrying us in every single thing we do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Happy Monday. Happy Monday. It is March 18th, 2024. And it is a happy Monday. Glory to God. And I am glad to be with you. And I thank each and every one of you for listening. And I thank you for being a part of this podcast. And our word for today, welcome to Word for Today. our word for today, we are dealing with Ephesians chapter 3, and we've been walking through this particular scripture, Ephesians chapter 3, starting with verse 14, and we've read through 19a, the first part of 19, and and that's, I'm going to read through the whole thing, and we're going to begin where we left off, and Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14, and I think that I am going to begin to read it out of the New Century Translation first, and then I'll go back to the Passage Translation. And so starting in 14, it says, "So I bow in prayer before the Father from whom every family in heaven and on earth gets his true name. I ask the Father in his great glory to give you the power to be strong inwardly through his Spirit. I pray that Christ will live in your hearts by faith and that your life will be strong in love and be built on love. And I pray that you and all God's holy people will have the power to understand the greatness of Christ's love, how wide and how long and how high and how deep that love is. Christ's love is greater than anyone can ever know, but I pray that you will be able to know that love. Then you can be filled with the fullness of God. You can be filled with the fullness of God. Hallelujah. We just thank God. God, we thank you for your word. And we just humble ourselves before you and receive your word right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Amen and amen. All right, now let's look at the same scripture in the Passion Translation. And we want to look, I'm going to start with 14 and read through, because there's a couple of things that I want to point out. And so in the Passion Translation, it reads, "So I kneel humbly in awe before the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the perfect Father of every father, mother, and child in heaven and on earth. And I pray that God will unveil within you the unlimited riches of his presence and favor until that this be revealed in you, that God's presence is with you and God's favor is with you until the supernatural strength floods your innermost being, yes, with his divine might and explosive power. Then, by constantly using your faith, the life of Jesus will be released deep inside you. And the resting place of his love will become the very source and root of your life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Then you will be empowered to discover what every holy one experiences, what every holy one experiences, the great magnitude of the astonishing love of Christ in all its dimensions, how deeply intimate and far-reaching is God's love. How enduring and inclusive it is. Yes. How enduring and inclusive it is. Okay. I want to go back and I want to look at actually verse 18 when it says, "Then you will be empowered to discover what every holy one experiences." Now, that's in the Passion Translation. In the New Century Translation, it says, "And I pray that you and all God's holy people will have the power to understand the greatness of the love of God, of Jesus' love." Now, I know that as we say that word, holy, a lot of us cringe or fall back because we don't see ourselves as holy. We don't experience ourselves as being holy people. But you are holy. You're holy. That word, H-O-L-Y, means that you are set in God. It just means that you have received God in your life and that you are experiencing God in your life. That's all. That's why I always say when I begin this podcast that saints of Yahweh, I want you to understand that you are a saint of God. You are a saint. You know, you are not a wretched worm. You're not a sinner, even though that's how we describe ourselves. You know, and many of us have been taught to do that. So many of us have been taught to say that we're sinners. It says that you were a sinner saved by grace. So you can't be both. You can't be a sinner and saved by grace at the same time. You were a sinner saved by grace. You are now saved by grace. Receive that. Understand that. Keep that in your mind. See, the word says that as a person thinks, so are they. So you have to change how you're thinking. You have to change what you're thinking that you are. You are not a sinner. A sinner is a person that's dominated and ruled by the sins in their life. Because if you've received Jesus Christ in your life, then your spirit has been changed. Your spirit has been changed. It is infused with the Spirit of God in it. And so therefore, the Spirit of God is filled in you, is filled by you, and you are filled with God. So you have to know that God is in you. And so therefore you're set apart for God. That makes you holy. You are the Holy One of God. You are a saint of God. Understand that. Receive that. Say that to yourself until you, what did it say? Fake it till you make it. It's real. It's real in you, but you have to make it real to yourself by saying every day, I am a saint of God. Every time you hear this podcast, you know I say, hey, good morning. Hello, saints of God, saints of Yahweh, because you are that. That is what you are, a saint of God. You are God's saint. You are holy. You may not feel holy, you may not act holy, but what does that mean? Really, what does that mean that you don't feel holy, or you don't act holy, or you don't dress holy, or you don't do something holy? What does that mean? If you are a saint of God, and you are in Christ Jesus, then everything you do is holy. Oh yeah, that's getting deep in it. But everything you do is holy. And so you have to remember who you are. You have to remind yourself who you are, that you are a holy one of God. And as you remind yourself, as you dwell in that, as you remind yourself of the love of God, that's what the love of God does for us. It makes us holy. Our spirit is already holy. It's transforming our souls right now. That's what we have to do. It says, work out your own soul salvation. That's what we're working out. That's what we're living out today, is our soul salvation, not our spirit. Our spirit is done. Our spirit is with God. It says that we are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus right now. We don't have to make it there. We don't have to try to get there. We're there. We just have to realize where we are. And whose we are, and that we are holy. We are holy. You ain't trying to get holy. There's nothing we can do to make ourselves holy. There's no works we can do to make ourselves holy or to get to that place of being holy. You are holy right now. Right now. Doesn't matter what you did yesterday. Doesn't matter what you're doing this morning. You are holy. If you have Jesus in your life, you are holy. Glory to God. Glory to God. Think about that. Live in that. understand who you are in Christ. And then this love will begin to grow in you, begin to overtake you, begin to transform your life. You are holy right now. And only God can change those things that need to be changed in your life. As you allow the Holy Spirit in you to permeate the most far-reaching places in you. Remember, I said that the Holy Spirit of God is in us for us. God is in us for us to transform us. First of all, we have to learn how to receive the love of God for us, for you, for me. And as we do that, and as we realize who we are, that we are the holy ones of God, and that allow the love to permeate us, allow the love to dwell in us, then you will be empowered to discover the great magnitude of the astonishing love of Christ. This is the experience that he's talking about. Then. So meditate on that. Realize who you are. Realize that you are a holy one of God. God is in you, for you. I love you, saints of God, so very much. I love you. And I ask that you begin to love yourself. Begin to think about yourself in the love of God and allow God's love to reign supreme in you and to guide you and lead you every single day. I love you. And you know what? Jesus loves you so much more. Have a wonderful, glorious Monday in the Lord, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. All God's Children Community Church wants to thank you for listening to this podcast. Hi, I'm Pastor Terry, and I'm your host, and I want to thank you for your support of this program. If you would scroll to the bottom of the link, the bottom of the website, you will see that there's a link that says support this show. If you click on that link, it will take you securely to our Cash App that you can give to Word for Today. And I want you to give so that according to Philippians chapter 4, verses 17, that you will receive the good that comes from giving. Good comes from giving. You know, the word also says that God loves a cheerful giver. And because God wants us to support those who support us with the word. So if you are getting fed, we appreciate that support, and I will pray that my God will supply all your need according to his riches and glory, because you support this podcast, and I know that God will give everything that he has. And it says, my God will use his wonderful riches in Christ Jesus to give you everything you need. And so I believe God for that, and I thank God for it. Also, just below that, you'll see our email account. And if you would, please drop me an email to let me know how the podcast is going, if it's blessing you, and your questions, if you have any. And if I get enough of the questions, I will dedicate a podcast to answering those questions. So I appreciate you, your support. I thank you for your time. And may God's richest blessing continue to be poured out on you as you live in the kingdom. And as you bless others.